Well, what's this thing do? You are strapped to a table, shaped, ironically, like a cross, with a crown of electric sparks in place of thorns. You are touched on each side of the head with wires. Zap! 5 cents worth of electricity through the brain, and you are jointly administered therapy and a punishment for your hostile go-to-hell behavior, on top of being put out of everyone's way for 6 hours to 3 days, depending on the individual. Even when you do regain consciousness, you are in a state of disorientation for days. You are unable to think coherently. You can't recall things. Enough of these treatments, and a man could turn out like Mr. Ellis you see over there against the wall. A drooling, pants-sweating idiot at 35. Or turn into a mindless organism that eats and eliminates and yells, "Fuck the wife!" like Ruckley. Or look at Chief Broom clutching to his namesake there beside you. Harding points a cigarette at me, too late for me to back off. I make like I don't notice. Go on with my sweeping. I've heard that the Chief, years ago, received more than 200 shock treatments when they were really the vogue. Imagine what this could do to a mind that was already slipping. Look at him, a giant janitor. There's your vanishing American, a 6'8" sweeping machine scared of its own shadow. That, my friend, is what we can be threatened with. McMurphy looks at me a while, then turns back to Harding. Man, I tell you, how come you stand for it? What about this Democratic ward manure that the doctor was giving me? Why don't you take a vote? Harding smiles at him and takes another slow drag on his cigarette. Vote what, my friend? Vote that the nurse may not ask any more questions in group meeting? Vote that she shall not look at us in a certain way? You tell me, Mr. McMurphy, what do we vote on? Hell, I don't care. Vote on anything. Don't you see you have to do something to show you still got some guts? Don't you see you can't let her take over completely? Look at you here. You say the Chief is scared of his own shadow, but I never saw a scareder-looking bunch in my life than you guys. Not me, Cheswick says. Maybe not you, buddy, but the rest are even scared to open up and laugh. You know, that's the first thing that got me about this place, that there wasn't anybody laughing. I haven't heard a real laugh since I came through that door, do you know that? Man, when you lose your laugh, you lose your footing. A man go around letting a woman whoop him down till he can't laugh anymore, and he loses one of the biggest edges he's got on his side. First thing you know, he'll begin to think she's tougher than he is, and... Ah, I believe my friend is catching on, fellow rabbits. Tell me, Mr. McMurphy, how does one go about showing a woman who's boss? I mean other than laughing at her. How does he show her who's king of the mountain? A man like you should be able to tell us that. You don't slap her around, do you?